PFOA and PFOS are slippery, stable chemicals used since the 1940s in products like nonstick cookware. A major class action lawsuit against DuPont brought to light links between the chemicals and health effects, including cancer. That was back in 2005. But until now, the EPA didn't have advice for states on how much of these chemicals is safe to drink in the long term. Now, the EPA advises 70 parts per trillion. That's lower than the number that New Hampshire was going with, 100. Jim Martin is with the state's environmental department. He says the state can now set standards and enforce them, and it can hold contaminators responsible for cleanup.
That will be an enforceable site remediation standard.
In 2014, the EPA added PFOA and PFOS to a list of contaminants it calls chemicals of emerging concern. Then states began testing for those chemicals, which persist in the environment and stick to water. Regulators soon found water contamination on the former Pease Air Force Base, and then again more recently near the St. Gobain and TCI plants in southern New Hampshire. But without the EPA's research and guidance, states were left to their own devices. In the atrium at the Department of Environmental Services, Jim Martin explains.
In Hoosick Falls, New York, EPA Region 2 set a level of 100 parts per trillion. And then in Vermont, there was the 20 parts per trillion standard that the state of Vermont set. And then in Maine, which was 100 parts per trillion.
New Hampshire went along with the 100 parts per trillion. More than 400 residents in southern New Hampshire have wells testing above that level, and they're getting bottled water deliveries. The new federal advisory level is lower than that, but not by much. It's 70 parts per trillion. That means even more people may soon be eligible for bottled water. But some residents living near the contamination sites in southern New Hampshire say the EPA's new level is not low enough.
I think they're protecting companies and not the public.
Ken Ayers is on Merrimack Town Water, which has PFOA below the EPA's new level announced today, but above Vermont's advisory level.
Vermont is at 20. And, you know, if they were closer to the 20, I would feel a little more comfortable with their ruling.
Ayer says if his town doesn't take action, his family will invest in their own home filtration system. He doesn't want his 12-year-old drinking bad water. In the meantime, the EPA's advisory is just that, an advisory. PFOA and PFOS are not regulated, so New Hampshire doesn't have to adopt the Fed's advisory level. Still, Martin says the advisory came with hundreds of pages of research.
It's been a matter of years that they've been developing this new standard, and so we're really anxious to see what they come out with and all of the science behind that new level.
Now, Martin's department is gearing up for public hearings on new PFOA standards. Ken Ayers says he'll be there. For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.